on this eve, the vigil of the great feast of Pentecost, a feast that is second only to Easter. It is greater than Christmas and all the other feasts. We celebrate and we look forward to the gift of the Holy Spirit that is sent to us by Christ from the Father, the Spirit of the Father and of the Son, the third person of the Trinity. And of course, everything we do in the name of the Trinity, as we shall see next Sunday when we celebrate the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, the central belief of the Holy Catholic Faith. But today, we already look forward to that by the gift of the Holy Spirit. And He Himself is given to us. Of course, in this pericope of the Gospel, St. John says, there was yet no Spirit, but He did not mean that He did not exist. He is God, He is eternal. With the Father and the Son, He created the universe. And He is there in heaven on the throne of the Almighty. And from there come forth all the gifts that come to the Church. It's all, every single sacrament, everything that we do that is holy and good, calls upon and demands what is known in theology and epiclesis. And of course, usually the symbol for the epiclesis, which is visible, is that the priest whose hands are consecrated by the Holy Spirit with the sacred chrism that has His real presence, just as the Eucharist has the real presence of the second person. The epiclesis, the Holy Spirit comes forth from the hands of the ordained priest and then gives power to whatever is going on. Whether it be the Eucharist, there is an epiclesis of the Eucharist, whether it be any other sacrament, no sacrament happens without the sending forth of the same Holy Spirit. And so the feast of today is most certainly incredibly important and central to our faith. All the sacraments, as I said, have an epiclesis. They're not all as visible, but they all have the calling forth of the Holy Spirit to come upon the hearts of the faithful, to enkindle in them the fire of thy love, which is the proper antiphon for the Gospel for today. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, enkindle in them the fire of thy love. And we say this all the time when we pray that prayer at the beginning of the rosary and other things that we do in our spiritual life. Of course, at the beginning of this Mass, we sing one of the favorite songs. The tune was a different tune, but that's good. There are many tunes in the Church. The Come Holy Ghost, Creator, bless, and in our hearts, send forth the rest. If we rest, that is, if we enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit, if we are in the state of grace, that's what that rest in the liturgy means. Then we shall have the life of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in our souls, and we will have the possibility of eternal life. As we see, we too shall be like them bones that Ezekiel prophesied upon. Come alive in the Lord. You are dead bones. Come alive in the Lord. Do not go around acting like a bunch of deer in the headlights. Be filled with the life of the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the light of the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the rest, the joy, all the gifts, all the fruits of the Holy Spirit, for which we have been praying in the novena, which ends tonight. The novena to the Holy Ghost, the consecration to the Holy Ghost. On this day and this week, of course, we begin the octave of Pentecost. And during this week, there are 3 days that are known as Ember Days, if you look at your calendars. And those Ember Days have to do with penance and fasting and beseeching the Holy Spirit to come upon us. And this goes back to the first century and the beginning of the second century, when the Catholics were told to pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes the gift from the Holy Spirit, which enables us to do that which He wants us to do. And so we see today in many, many places, and Father Deacon Zanka, who was here with us last week, was involved today in the ordination of 14 young men who received the Holy Spirit, who gives them the power to be able to sanctify and baptize and consecrate and do everything that the Holy Spirit wants us to do. And of course, this requires prayer, deep prayer, and much penance. The Ember Days also symbolically recall to us the harvest, which was taking place at this time, the beginning of the harvest, the end of the harvest. And of course, vocations and ordinations to the diaconate and the priesthood are the harvest of the church. And so we need to pray that this harvest may be full and that it may enrich the face of the earth with the same Holy Spirit. So this evening, this wonderful evening, let us beseech Him to come upon us and to fill us with the fire of His divine love. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.